Some investigative journalism has revealed that jobs at Solar City may not be what we thought they were at the Riverbend plant. Would you kind of give me an overview to start things off?
Yeah, the original deal was that the plant would employ 1,460 employees. That was amended last fall to 500 jobs. Solar City has said that they will still employ eventually 1,460 people in the Buffalo area, but only 500 of them will be at the plant. They're not certain how they'll take care of the rest of those jobs. Could be sales, service, etc. I think the point here was that the state made a $750 million investment in a plant in exchange for close to 1,500 jobs, and we're not getting those type of factory jobs. And the deal has been changed significantly.
Now, looking at what might be the bigger picture, this all comes in a week where we saw Solar City stocks take a first quarter tumble. The company had higher than expected net losses and decreased projections for solar panel installation. Do you think there's any correlation to the cuts at the Riverbend factory with how the company's doing?
Well, I asked a company spokesperson that, and she insisted that that there's no correlation between the financial performance of the company and this change in the employment commitment. To be honest with you, I don't know. Clearly, the company is doing poorly financially. The planned opening the opening of the plant for production purposes has been pushed back a little bit. It's obvious the company's not doing well financially. I mean, they lost the first 3 months of this year. They were losing close to $100 million a month. That's a staggering losses. And industry analysts that I've been reading closely, the tone and tenor of these analysts has changed. There used to be a pretty sharp division. Some thought Solar City's, business model is just not gonna, is not sustainable. But others felt, they were onto something and they just needed to kind of ride out the storm. the last month or two, particularly in this past week, there's a lot fewer optimists to be found in the analyst world over this company's future. And I think it's fair to start asking questions about whether or not this company has long-term prospects and what that means for Buffalo. To me, the bottom line to all this is taxpayers invested $750 million in a plant that the entire plant now is not going to be needed. Obviously, if you're dropping from 1,500 to 500 employees, you don't need as much space. So it's apparent that we've spent more money than we needed to bring this company to Buffalo. And the types of jobs we're getting, the quality of those jobs may not be as good.
Now, if you would, maybe give me a little background on how some of this information has come out, because obviously the company hasn't been maybe so forward in letting the public know about these changes.
The company, but I think this falls on the shoulders of the Cuomo administration. I have been reporting on the Buffalo Billion for the last 4 years plus. The Cuomo administration has been anything but transparent from the start. I've written numerous stories about their efforts to try and stonewall our reporting efforts. Refusal to grant interviews, refusal to release documents under the Freedom of Information Law in a timely fashion. There was a point where Investigative Post and WGRZ, our partners, had to go to court about a year ago to sue them to get them to release documents. So this is a continuation. These changes were negotiated October, November of last year. They were contained in public documents that buried in the bowels of SEC filings that went on for 100 pages plus, and you would think, given the significant change, that there would have been transparency about this and there would have been disclosure. But disclosure is not the way Andrew Cuomo is playing the Buffalo a billion game. The governor wants to beat his chest and proclaim great things that he's doing for Western New York. But when it comes to the details, he's not forthcoming. And I think this is a continuation of that pattern. This news should not be coming out because a reporter, did a deep dive on some documents and connected the dots. This is something when the deal was changed, it should have been communicated to the public in very plain spoken terms, and it wasn't.
Just a last but not least question from either the governor's end or the company's end. Are they giving an explanation for why the drop in jobs?
Well, when I first asked the company this Friday, they said they didn't know, which, of course, they know. I asked if it had to do with their finances, and they said no. They got back to me later in the day, along with a spokesman from the state, and it looks like they had kind of coordinated the responses. And they're saying it has to do with automation. All right, well, that's plausible to a degree, but does automation really account for a reduction from almost 1,500 jobs down to only 500? If that is the case, it then raises the specter that the plant was built, before the company really knew exactly what they needed by way of a plant and equipment. Because you don't cut your projected payroll by 2/3 this quickly and then be able to say with a straight face, oh, well, we needed the plant anyways. I mean, the plant is 1.2 million square feet. That's the equivalent of a typical Walmart. That's the equivalent of 30 Walmart stores. Anybody who's been past the plant on South Park Avenue in South Buffalo knows that it is just a massive building. I mean, it goes on forever and ever and ever. And it looks like now where we didn't need to build that big of a plant.
All right. Anything we've missed so far, Jim?
Pardon?
Anything we've missed so far?
No. I think the bottom line is it's gone from 1,460 to 500. They are going to, they say they will make up the difference through other jobs, but they're not sure precisely what those jobs would be. And, the public investment remains at $750 million. I guess something else worth noting. If you look at the subsidy per job, to build the plant, $750 million, you divide it by 500 jobs, that works out to $1.5 million per job. Now, I've been covering economic development for a long time. $1.5 million per job is a staggering amount of money, just staggering. The government is never going to recoup that through increased tax collections. Not in 100 years. So the public return on investment on this project is becoming very suspect. And even if you take the complete 1,460 jobs, that works out to more than $500,000 a job. It really begs the question, are we getting our money's worth?